Welcome in to the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Hope you are having a great weekend. And of course, we appreciate you joining us here on the show. The number to reach Tom and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. Again, it's 630-864-6711. You can always reach them on the website. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, for those folks approaching retirement, we're going to tell you how to transition from a saving mindset to one of spending wisely. Plus, later, we'll explain what a Social Security bridge strategy is. And the college basketball tournament, that's not the only bracket you need to pay attention to. We'll explain that plus so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show, Mr. Tom Fortino. How are you, my friend?
Kevin, I'm doing great. Good morning. Ready to go. As we just said, I had my second or third cup. I don't know. I lost track of coffee, but we're ready to go.
Well, as I explained to you off air, you're a much better man than I. You're just like my wife. She wakes up at 4:30. She hops on the elliptical. By the time she's done and back upstairs, I'm just about starting to stir. So you early risers, man. I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, you know, it's like that old Army. If you remember that old, which I thought was a great ad, that old Army ad, we do more before 9 o'clock in the morning than most people do all day, which was a great ad. They haven't had that in years, but, maybe I can live up to some of that.
We'll see. Well, I got my nephew is actually wrestling up at Army West Point right now.
Wow.
So,
God bless.
Yeah, he's doing awesome. And we keep saying we got to take the trip over there. We got to check it out. Because I've heard, especially in the fall, there's nothing prettier than a West Point, an afternoon, a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. So one of these days we'll get there and check it out.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, listen, we got a lot to cover over the course of today's show. And you know me, I've got two young kids. I've got a 9 and a 4-year-old. So obviously the tooth fairy, still a big deal and visits our house quite a bit. The reason I bring that up, Tom, I was looking at this new study by Delta Dental, and it says that even the tooth fairy sticks to a budget. Now, this study shows the average value of a single lost tooth in the last year went down 14%, down to $5.01. It's one of the biggest declines in tooth fairy polling, which, did you know tooth fairy polling was a thing?
I did not know that.
Apparently, tooth fairy polling began back in 1998. So I ask you this, when folks are approaching retirement, obviously they've been in a saving mindset for decades. Tom, how do you help them really flip that switch into a spending wisely mindset?
Boy, you know, we could go in so many directions on this, with the tooth fairy. I guess, I don't know if that's going to impact the Fed's decision at the next meeting, because actually those rates are down. But anyway, I'm just kidding with the inflation rates. But look, when we've talked about this last week, Kevin, and this is so critical. I want to get into this, and really that's more of a big picture. There was a study that showed that most of the baby boomers right now are spending less, even though they control most of the wealth. Some of that is because of the COVID. It conditioned them to do certain things. Some of it is really when it comes down to the big picture, which is, you know, they get into retirement. It's this uncertainty and this concern for retirement. There was a study that showed that Americans fear retirement more than death. And why is it? This was done by Live Career. The rising cost of health care, that's valid and legitimate. Poor investment, losing money in the market. There's these whole list of things of why they're concerned. And so really we want to start with, we talk about a budget. The tooth fairy has a budget. We need to have a budget. We should have some ideas of what we're doing. And there's a whole process here of creating an income plan. I'll make one comment here too, just for those out there. I want to make sure, you know, my goal is always to provide tools and resources and ideas and actionable items. We have the budget and income worksheet and the income, maximizing income retirement. We have a whole income planning packet. We can get that out to you. You can download information from our website. You can actually, and so these are workable documents. So let's talk about, and I'll get back to this in a second or weekend. But when you think about it, when you retire, expenses don't go away. Mm-hmm. Now, during our working years, you know, you don't worry so much. The money's hitting your bank account, right? You have that electronic funds transfer. But what happens when that stops? Because as I said, those may stop, the expenses don't go away, right? Mm-hmm. You have your mortgage, you have your property tax, you may have both. And in the state of Illinois, property tax is pretty big. Healthcare, I mean, just between healthcare and your property tax, that could be $3,000 a month. Mm. And so we just have to have a handle on these. And then, you know, getting back to your question of why we see people, how do we go into the spending mode or at least feeling good and removing some of this uncertainty? Define what your budget is. You will be surprised. As I said, I offer those worksheets. And so these are an opportunity. Put pencil to paper. You will be surprised at your numbers. I'm just telling you that. But you know what else it's going to do? It's going to provide clarity because you can say, yep, I see I need about $7,000 a month. Whatever that number is, add a factor to it, of course. We want to have a fudge factor on that. And then add something for the fun stuff. Okay? Now that you've done that, and I'm a process guy. I've mentioned before, I'm an engineer by trade. I'm electrical engineering. But so I look at process. And so if we can have one of the takeaways from today's show, if you can create an income plan and you can check the box, man, we've accomplished a lot. So then the next step is I've defined what I need. Well, where's the income going to come from? Where is this income? So Social Security, what is my benefit? Are you going to SSA.gov, downloading your benefits, seeing what that is? Look, between you and your spouse, you could have $60,000, $70,000 of income. Mm. Kind of important to know that. Pensions, contact your pension providers. Get the information from them. When I have meetings with individuals, I bring all that stuff in. And we start going through it. And then guess what? The clouds start to clear. I see where my income's coming in. I see where my expenses are. And then I can start to live the life I want to. There's other ways to create income too. And I've said this many times. The real way to feel wealthy in retirement, I would submit, is having more income than expenses. And so we can create income plans. The annuities are another option. Some people, I just had someone in here a couple weeks ago. He gave me these annuities that he purchased. He said, I don't know much about these. We went through them. He's going to have a $30,000 benefit for the rest of his life from this one annuity. So I'm going to tell him, keep it, right? And then we can look at dividend stocks. We can talk more about that. But again, the tools are available to you. We make them available on our website. We can send them out to you. We'll send the income planning packet. Better yet, come in. These are all things that we, you know, I want you to, as I said, the income planning, which is one of the five pillars we talk about, that's really the cornerstone to your planning.
Yeah, no question about it. And Tom, it is interesting too, because again, I know a lot of us, we go to work that 9 to 5 for 30, 40 years, and we are thinking about that future. Got to have money saved for our retirement. That's probably, it seems like one of those hurdles that might be a little bit harder for some folks to know, okay, you know what? I've saved. Now it is time that I can spend, but more importantly, spend wisely, right?
You know, Kevin, this is one of the hardest transitions when we go through this in life. I mean, we're going from working 30, 40 years to now we're going to go maybe 30 years without a paycheck. And they've done all types of studies and it shows what happens, you know, your mindset. Now I'm pulling money out of all of these accounts I've accumulated. And that's why I said, what is the answer to that? What is the answer to understanding where you're at, providing clarity, providing a path? And maybe, as I said, allowing you to do the things you want to do and not have to worry so much about it, reduce the stress. It's about creating an income plan. And that's why I said those worksheets that we offer, defining what your expenses are, you're not going to get to the penny. But then we go down that list of making the claiming strategies on Social Security, our pension decisions. Do we use an annuity? What about dividend stocks? There's plenty out there, and we can have that conversation too, you know, that are paying 4%, 5%, 6% potentially. Understand how to structure that. We have dividend portfolios, and I use them in income planning. So this is how we do it. This is how we start the process. And then we get into these other things, which we'll talk about today, taxes and investments and your whole plan, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if you'd like to download those income packets, visit the website. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Better yet, pick up the phone, give Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Schedule that initial consultation, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. And if you've saved $500,000 or more for your retirement, Tom will provide you with a complimentary retirement roadmap. Again, 630-864-6711 or online alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you how a portfolio x-ray can uncover some hidden fees that could be lurking in your portfolio. Plus later, what exactly is a Social Security bridge strategy? We'll get to that plus more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. We hope you're having a great weekend. And of course, we thank you for joining us here on the show. The number to reach Tom today, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. In our first segment, we talked about switching from that saving to spending wisely mindset. And of course, if you'd like more details, you can visit the website alphawealthgroup.com. Also, don't forget, you can download that income packet as well. Tom, we're giving folks some homework this weekend, aren't we?
You know, those are assignments. And they're, hey, we got to try to help people. We've talked about procrastination in the past, Kevin. Yeah. And if we can, you know, I always say, look, if you do one of these things we're talking about today, that's a good thing. You know, it's the old adage, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the way to go. So I encourage people. You know, we're talking about one or two things, or we offer information to read through. We have all these. We have a library on of reports that cover everything from estate planning to taxes to investments. That's on our website. You can sign up for our classes. That's on our website. You can sign up to chat or give me a call or set a meeting. That's on our website. All of it's free. So I like to say you have no excuse, and it's all about making a difference for you and your family and your retirement plan. So those things are available to people. I just wanted to let them know. So we want to be a resource for you.
Yeah, no question. The website, again, is alphawealthgroup.com. Right on the top of the page, click Alpha Wealth Reports, and you can download them right there. Complimentary, alphawealthgroup.com. You can also schedule that initial consultation with Tom, alphawealthgroup.com, or 630-864-6711. I can tell you this much, Tom. Without even having downloaded the first one yet, I can promise you those homework assignments that we're giving our listeners are easier than the fourth grade homework that I'm working on with my son here lately. Like, it is it's like another world. Like, the math that we grew up on, that's not the math they're teaching in school these days. I don't know what in the world's going on with this fourth grade math.
Well, it goes back to that show, are you smarter than a fifth grader? In this case, are you smarter than a fourth grader? But I guess that will humble you, won't it?
Yeah, and I can tell you right now, the answer is no, I am not, unfortunately. And I learned that the hard way. Well, speaking of learning things the hard way, I thought this is really funny. I wanted to play this for our listeners. I don't know about you. I like to travel, especially during the summer months. Well, comedian Dylan O'Byrne, he also likes to get out and travel quite a bit. Well, recently, he was on an overseas trip with his family. Now, they clear airport customs and were waiting for an Uber, and that's when they were approached by two border patrol agents with police dogs in tow. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. And the agent's like, "Do you have anything to declare? Did you bring anything through that's a prohibited item or anything?" No, we're all like, "No, of course not." Dog takes a seat next to my bag, gives the signal for, "Hey, I found something." The border patrol agent reaches down, doesn't need to do a search or anything. He just grabs an item right from the top of my bag. A banana. I brought an illegal banana into the country. "Yeah, this is a prohibited item." I'm like, "Yeah, it was in the lounge in Germany. I completely forgot about it." He's like, "Where's your passport?" Scans it. He's like, "All right, have a nice day, sir." Walks away. And the other one goes, "There will be a penalty with that." And they walk away. They're not joking. I looked into it. And even a banana can get you banned from global entry and a $500 fine.
That's one expensive banana, I'll tell you that.
Right.
$500 fine. Now, obviously, Tom, that's one surprise we don't want to have after a long trip. Just like when you're told that fees can take a big bite out of your portfolio. So when it comes to our listeners, when it comes to folks you visit with on a daily basis, how can you really help them detect those fees with an x-ray so that won't really, you know, put a big damper in their retirement?
Well, you know, those are one of the things we uncover. There's, I would say, I'll touch upon a number of these surprises, quote unquote, and those are things that are usually not good. Surprises can be nice every once in a while, but sometimes surprises aren't so nice. We don't, there's some bad, I guess there's bad surprises and good surprises.
Right.
Fees are certainly one of them. Taxes, when we're giving up money in taxes. I'll touch upon two or three of these right now because this is typically what I find. And this is all part of this. Sometimes I call it discovery. And the problem, too, with these surprises is how much is it costing your retirement plan and how much are you giving away? It's just like with taxes or fees. When those taxes, effectively, you could say is a fee.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you give those things away, when you pay those things, whether it's paying a tax or paying a fee, keep in mind that is no longer growing in your account. It will never get a rate of return. That is gone for a lifetime. And so when we talk about these dollars and we start running them, you've probably seen some of the studies, but where you're giving up hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's not an exaggeration, over your lifetime. And that's money now you don't have in retirement. So that's why this looking under the hood is so critical. Now, when we talk about fees, I'll give you an example. I just had a meeting. And so we hear about a fee. Look, we hear about fees in mutual funds versus exchange traded funds. Sometimes they're 10 times as much. You know, you may find these exchange traded funds, and in most 401ks don't have these. You mostly have mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And so in some cases, you know, again, you may be working with someone and you just have mutual funds. You're paying fees in there. The other thing is, there are times I had sat down, someone brought their information, I went through it. They're getting charged a fee. Okay, by their advisor, okay, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you pay a fee for those things, you pay a fee for value. But there's also an underlying fee in the investment strategy that they have. So now you may be told, hey, you're paying 1% or you're paying 0.5%, whatever the number is, but you're not seeing there's an embedded fee of another 1%. So really you're paying 2% maybe or 1.8%. These types of things that we uncover and that you may not be aware of, those are a cost. And again, that's money that's coming out of your pocket. You need to be aware of the fees you're paying. So these are some of the surprises on top of the fact that, you know, what are your investments that you own? We see I see this fairly often is these cookie cutter approaches. And so I have the same thing in every account. There's really not much happening there. How much is that costing us? Talk about being what I call tax efficient. What do you own in your different types of accounts? We can talk more about that. And then, of course, the tax bill. What are you paying in taxes? Because, again, that's money that's basically gone for a lifetime. Are you doing tax planning? So these are things that you really do. You, again, know what you're doing. We're in this tax season. You know, most of us just put money into these accounts or we fill out our tax returns. We have our CPA fill everything out for us and tell us what we owe or tell us what we owed or what we paid, I should say, in taxes. And then we don't look at them for another year. This is critical stuff. So these are the things we discover. We don't have time for it today, Kevin. But then there's these other things, unfortunately, not the most pleasant thing. We sometimes call it the broccoli on the food plate. You know, you got the steak, you got the other good foods, you got the potato, whatever, and then you got that broccoli. But it's the asset protection piece. And again, this is something we do. It's one of our five pillars. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens if there's a premature death? Is that in your plan? Can you tell me what you would do? And what happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if someone's incapacitated? Do you have the right legal documents in place, powers of attorney? It comes back again to being complete, this overlap, or I should say domino effect, of minimizing taxes, controlling assets with the right documents, having a smart investment plan and minimizing fees. When all those things start working together, that's pretty terrific. And so that's what we try to uncover. Or we do uncover, I should say, when people come in, we sit down and we talk. And these are the surprises. And, you know, I guess it's that fruit in your luggage. Maybe that's the new, I guess, the new analogy as opposed to, I don't know if that'll take. But do you have fruit in your luggage? Okay, I don't know. Maybe that has a meaning. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, now we know it could cost you $500. So it's certainly an eye opener. That's for sure.
Maybe some jail time. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Right. For a banana. For just one little banana. Boy, you didn't know how much that can get you in trouble. But, you know, I want to go back real quick to what you mentioned about the fees, right? And I think some people will go, well, I got fees. I got all these fees. But there's also value that you can be receiving for those fees.
Absolutely.
So it's important to understand what you're actually getting for those fees, right?
That's a great point. You know, that's why I said, look, I'm not here to bet. Some people will just say, hey, you're paying fees. That's fine. Mm-hmm. In the absence of value, that's not good.
Right.
But if it's, what are you getting for that fee? And that's what's critical. And, you know, we're very transparent. I just say, I keep things as simple as possible.
Yeah.
You know, we're meeting with you quarterly. We're doing all these things. There's not additional fees for that. But, you know, it's more than just one thing. And so you just have to understand, what are you getting? And this is how you get an answer for it. First of all, know what your fees are. Most people don't, and this is not to be critical. If I said, what are you paying? And I asked those questions. That's one of the questions we go through as part of this discovery and finding these surprises. And many times, I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
And so we really need to know these things.
Yeah.
Within our plan.
Well, if you'd like to learn more, that's why Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group are here for you. Give them a call today. You want to know what those fees are and, more importantly, what you're getting for those fees? 630 630- 630-864-6711 is the phone number. Again, 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, what exactly is a Social Security bridge strategy? And is it for everyone? And later, with March Madness underway, we're going to tell you about another bracket you need to be focused on. That plus more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. We continue on the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino, Kevin McAlpin here with you. Thanks for joining us on the program. And of course, we hope you're having a great, great weekend. Remember, that number to reach Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711. We've covered a bunch in our first few topics, including switching from that saving mindset to spending wisely. And of course, we dove into some fees and how they're not necessarily always a bad thing, depending on what you're getting for them. If you'd like to learn more, 630-864-6711 or online anytime, alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we talk a ton about Social Security here on the show and wanted to bring this one up. You know, to max out Social Security, a lot of financial advisors will recommend waiting to claim benefits until your full retirement age. Now, of course, that's 67 for those born after 1959. Even better, some will say to delay taking them till age 70 when that monthly check will be the absolute largest. However, if you don't want to work in the meantime, how are you going to fill that income gap? Well, there's something called the Social Security bridge strategy. So, Tom Fortino, you know a lot more about this than I do. What in the world is the Social Security bridge strategy, and is it for everybody?
Well, Kevin, I'm going to take a step back just one second here. We'll talk about the bridge strategy, but again, this whole Social Security decision that we make, and this is part of it. The bridge strategy is a piece of it, but it's critical. You know, this is something we do at our firm. I run the analysis. I look at, hey, what if you take it at 67? What if you wait till 70? What if you take, so you can see the difference and you look at the numbers. There's no perfect answer to this, but these are irrevocable decisions. I have had conversations. Someone at 72 says, man, I wish I wouldn't have locked into it earlier, or maybe shouldn't have waited. One of my concerns when we talk about this is, you know, are you making the right decision? At least I should say, looking at the numbers. This is, again, that whole surprise we've been talking about, removing uncertainty and knowing where you stand. I've mentioned this before. Forbes says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they filed for Social Security at the wrong time. And so we want to know these. I mentioned going in the first time we talked about this, go to SSA.gov, find out what your numbers are first, and then we can start to do the analysis. They have some great reports online. They actually show you your work history. They show you what your benefits are going to be at all these different ages. And you made the comment, it's 70, it's the maximum. It grows by 8% per year. That's called a delayed retirement credit. I can tell you, you may see a difference between age 65 and 70 of $10,000 or $12,000 a year.
Wow.
And so if I defer it, and this is kind of the bridge strategy part, if I said to you, if you wait 3, 4, 5 years, you may have $10,000 or $12,000 more a year for the rest of your life. Now, would you do it? And then now if you're married, then you have to factor that in, because remember, the larger benefit stays for both lives. It goes to the spouse if you predecease them, if you have the larger benefit. So this is all part of this decision process. I'm making general comments. And I'll quote Lawrence Kotlikoff, who has a great book out there. Again, I'm giving you more homework. But you can go. It's called Get What's Yours. It's called Get What's Yours by Lawrence Kotlikoff. He's a Boston University professor. And he has a saying. He says, look, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living. And so what are we doing to maximize our cumulative lifetime benefit for my lifetime as well as my spouse's? Now, the bridge strategy says, if I want to defer it and I want to get that maximum benefit at 70, what do I do in the meantime? Okay. So I'm going to forego that $35,000 a year. So it's up to $46,000 a year in 3 years, whatever the number is. So in the meantime, the bridge strategy is, okay, I can start taking funds from my investments. This way I have a more of a guaranteed lifetime income, because we've talked about this many times, Kevin, as important as it is, and I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I think we do a good job, but it's not a guaranteed income. So we have to understand there's a balance here. And so you can say, I'm going to use my investments while I let this Social Security benefit tick up by 8% a year. That's compounded. Mm-hmm. By the way, there's a cost of living on top of that. Last year, I think it was 2.5. So you get the 8 plus the 2.5. So again, I guess what I'm saying here is really you just want to be, you want to do the discovery. You want to look at what your benefits are. You want to run the, we do that analysis. That's part of some of the planning. We talked about looking at fees. We talked about tax strategy. We've talked about creating an income plan. This is just one piece of the income plan. And then you can make a decision, and you know what? You're not going to look back and say, boy, I should have taken a look, closer look at this. You won't have that regret. You'll make an informed decision, not a perfect one, but the bridge strategy is I defer, and then I use my investments. I've got even a better. I'll take it one step further. For those of you that have after-tax funds, and I've done this before, or even some of your IRA monies, you can draw those monies down. Okay, let the Social Security defer. In the meantime, do Roth conversions in the lower tax brackets. What have you accomplished? I know I'm getting a little, we're going out, maybe I'm getting a little too far afield here, but you're doing, these are three or four moves. Look, I'm doing Roth conversions at the same time, so I'm moving more money to tax-free. I'm maximizing my Social Security benefit, right? I'm drawing down some of the IRA. Guess what happens? Hopefully, the idea here is now by the time required minimum distributions come, they're reduced. I have more money in tax-free, which doesn't tax my Social Security. So now I've got hopefully a higher Social Security benefit. More of it's tax-free, if not all of it. I have more tax control. I mean, come on. There we go. I just, again, I don't know if I went too far on that count, but I'm just showing you. These are the things we do, and it gets, I get a little excited because it's exciting. If we combine these just concepts of creating income you can't outlive, getting more of it tax-free, creating more tax control, and leaving more to your beneficiaries. How about that?
Yeah, no, it really is. It's an interesting way of looking at everything, and obviously there's so much to consider, and we talk taxes a lot on this show, and certainly there are tax implications that can come along with when you make that decision as well, aren't there?
That's why, again, it's you look at these things, and we spent some time on it before. Retirement account, 100% taxable. Traditional retirement accounts. Pensions, 100% taxable. We're talking on the federal level. And then you have Social Security. Up to 85% of your benefit can be taxable.
Wow.
So, you know, in these examples, if I'm turning around giving the government $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 back, well, my benefit isn't what I thought it was. What if I could get more of that tax-free? And again, when I incorporate the income in the tax plan, that's one and two of your five pillars. I come back to this blueprint, as we'll say, or your checklist for your plan. That's on our website as too, the retirement roadmap. Can you go through all those five pieces? I'm creating income. I'm also trying to get to tax-free. I think I mentioned this last week. I had a client review meeting. These are people I've been working with for a number of years. Just super people. I'm blessed, you know, with the fact that it just seems like everyone we work with. It's funny because one of our one of the office staff here said, "Boy, all these clients of yours are so nice," and it's true. And they've gotten to a point where they're going to be tax free. Wow. They're going to get all their Social Security tax free. They move money to Roth. And it's just, to me, look, it's their hard work.
Right.
But, you know, I've been on this journey with them, and it's fulfilling because, again, that's what I do. And I try to help people understand these things that, unfortunately, in this industry are made too complicated. When you understand them and you make the decisions and you can say, I get it, I'm doing things, man, that feels good. I think so. And that's our goal here.
630-864-6711. All right, coming up next, the NCAA tournament's underway, and that's not the only bracket you should be focused on. We'll explain as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. Alongside the principal and founder, Tom Fortino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. Thanks, as always, for joining us. And, of course, we hope you're having a great weekend. Remember, we have covered a ton on today's show. And if it has left you wanting more, pick up the phone. Give Tom a call today, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, March Madness is upon us, and I don't know about you. I'm kind of a sucker. Thursday, the first day, really Thursday and Friday, man, I love to just park in front of the TV and just watch about 12 and a half hours of nonstop hoops. Are you big into the tournament, or are you more kind of going the football route?
I mean, I'm a football guy. I just am.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciate, you know, the competition. All of that is great. You know, I do have my favorites, and that's fine. So I'll watch it passively, and and when it gets down to the Final Four and all that, that's when it really gets, of course, real interesting.
Well, I'm a Temple guy myself, and John Chaney's not walking through that door anytime soon. Unfortunately, our glory days are, it was 20 years ago. It feels like about 200 years ago, but that's a different topic for a different show. Reason I bring it up, Tom, March Madness is underway, and all across the country, hours and hours and hours were spent filling out brackets trying to predict the ultimate champion. Well, wanted to play this for you. This is University of Cincinnati professor Mike Magazine. He taught a course on bracketology. Give it a listen.
It is big business. If you think about what goes on every year, everybody's involved in an office pool. So when you take that activity that's sort of ubiquitous within every place of business, then along with the availability of huge amounts of data, we're saying there must be ways that we can actually try to learn something and actually do this better, this activity of filling out brackets.
Well, Tom, I bring it up because obviously there's another type of bracketology for folks listening today, and that's tax brackets. But they can mislead us to believe we'll pay less than our actual bills. So if you could, for our listeners, explain how this happens. And more importantly, how can folks out there do better?
I was afraid to go down that hole when we talked a little bit about those strategies on the Social Security bridge strategies and doing Roth conversions. We talk about taxes. Sometimes people's eyes glaze over a little bit, and I get it when we talk about tax brackets, but it's so critical. And I do spend time on this with my clients. I spend a lot of time on tax planning. I always talk about the goal of getting to tax-free. And part of that is understanding what your marginal tax brackets are. So I'm just going to touch upon it because I just want to drive this point home, because I think there's a credible opportunity. Look, if you're doing your taxes, you look at your taxable income, not your gross. Your gross is not what you pay on. You have a standard deduction. See, here we go. But anyway, but you look at your taxable income. And that's why I tell people, bring in your tax returns. It is a fountain of information. And there are so many ways to get your taxes down. But I'll just use one example or a couple examples here why this is important. The tax brackets right now, I know you may be shocked to hear this, we are at 40-year lows. And I'm not a fan of the taxes, but as far as what the marginal tax brackets are at. So there are so many opportunities here. We think the Tax Cut and Job Act is going to be extended. That's a good thing. But let me give you a couple quick examples. If you're filing joint, do you know you're in a 12% marginal tax bracket up to about $96,000 this year, almost $97,000? You may be surprised at that. A lot of people typically guess higher. Why is that important? Because if you're retired and you're in a low tax bracket, guess what? You may be able to do Roth conversions at a 12% bracket, move them to tax-free to never pay tax on them again. Are you doing that? Is anyone looking at them? The other point I'll make, again, this is part of this decision and understanding the tax brackets, is you're in a 22% tax bracket. That's the next one. Again, I'm talking joint all the way up to $206,000. Are you aware of that? And why do I say that? So again, I'll move on from this, Kevin, but I want to give an example to kind of drive this home. Stick with me. Look, if someone said to me, because this is not an uncommon question, Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, I pay the tax up front. I pay on the seed, not on the harvest, right? So someone says, should I do a Roth or should I do a traditional? Well, guess what? I'm going to ask them a question. I'm not going to give them an outright answer. I'm going to say, well, let me ask you something. Because guess what? I see their tax return. I know what their tax bracket is. If you're in a 22% tax bracket, my response to you is, if you're working, let's say, and you're contributing to a 401k, okay, you're in a 22. I see it. It's not my opinion. Now, if I said to you, you cannot pay the 22 today, but you're going to pay 22% on that contribution, or excuse me, you're going to pay tax on that contribution when you take it out. Whatever the tax rate is in the future, which we don't know, you will have required minimum distributions. It will be used to be tax your Social Security. It could affect your Medicare premiums. You have required minimum distributions, and your spouse and children will pay the tax on it too. Or you can pay the 22% today. You will not pay tax on that contribution. You will not pay tax on any of the growth. There are no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security, doesn't impact your Medicare premiums, and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. What would you do?
Yeah.
And so
seems pretty clear, right?
I hope. I know there's a lot there.
Yeah.
But most people, I'm telling, just letting you know, and I do this in the classes we have, most people say, well, then I'm gonna do the Roth. Okay, well, you answered it, not me.
Yeah.
But you know why you're doing it. And so this is why I know we talk about tax brackets, and oh my God, we've got to talk about taxes. But this is why, we have these reports where I talk about taking control of your taxes. And then when you say, I realize why I'm doing it. By the way, I'll make one other comment on the 401ks. For those of you that haven't looked, if you have a Roth option, all right, it's not a all or nothing proposition. So, for example, this year you can put up to $30,500 if you're 50 or over. And by the way, we have the supersize the 401ks. If you're between 60 and 63, you can put another $3,250. So you can go up to almost 30. You can go over $34,750. I don't know if you're aware of that. Again, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. But my point is, let's say you're putting $30,000 into your 401k. You can do 15 to the Roth, 15 to the traditional. I call that tax diversification. How many of us, again, are doing this? Again, not an all or nothing proposition.
Right.
But there's so many. Again, I get a little animated here because I just want people. I call this forward tax planning. I mentioned that couple who's a client of mine that are now in tax free. They're going to have, over $100,000 of income. They will pay no tax.
Wow.
And so this is why, again, I get excited about this. I'm going to repeat it. I'm an investment advisor. We do manage money. I'm insurance licensed. We do all these things. But I also incorporate tax planning. It's not about just growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number. That's part of it. That's laudable. But let's have a plan to do all these other things. And I'm telling you, when you start doing these things and you see it and you start to do it year in and year out, man, it makes a difference. It's infectious.
And for those folks, Tom, who are joining us for the first time, or maybe they haven't heard you mention it before, you just encourage folks, throw everything in a box, throw those old returns in. And like you said, that provides so much information when you sit down for that initial consultation with somebody, doesn't it?
Yes. It's first of all, you get organized.
Yeah.
We start to go through everything. You start to see what you have. We paint a picture. You see a snapshot of it. I organize it for you. And then you start to get this together. And then you can start to take the steps. Again, back to this whole concept. It's a process. Step one, get your information together. Get organized. Define your goals and start to create a plan. There's all these steps to it, but that's really what it's about. And when we start to, we're talking about the surprises, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Let's start to not have these types of surprises. I'm talking about the not so good surprises. And so that's what it's about. We uncover a lot in these meetings.
There's a lot of surprises you get in retirement. A lot of them are fun. A lot of them deal with family and traveling and things you've waited a long time for. You don't want to get hit with those bad surprises, though. No. That's why Tom Fortino is here for you, folks. When it comes to planning for your retirement, you obviously don't want to pay more in taxes than you have to. That's why Tom Fortino and his team with Alpha Wealth Group are here to help. Don't forget about Social Security tax as well. We touched on it earlier in the show. The goal of Social Security is to work for you, not against you. So if you'd like to find out more, give Tom a call today. That number is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711, or schedule your initial consultation online today at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we got about a minute left in the show, and like we do each and every week, sir, the floor is all yours for the final word.
Well, it's always a good thing to summarize, Kevin. You did say we've covered a lot of ground today, and I think we have. I said at the beginning, look, if we can give you one or two ideas, you called it homework, we'll call it whatever you want. I know maybe you feel like you're getting hit with a lot of different things. That's okay, I hope. But if you said, hey, I'm going to start doing Roth 401ks. Hey, I'm going to go to SSA.gov and look up my information and understand what my benefits are. Hey, I'm going to take action and start to put an income plan together or do my budget worksheet. One of those things, take one and get started. And if we've done that, as I said, Kevin, we've had a successful show. And that's the goal every year, to provide resources. If you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, you download reports, you come to a class, you sign up for our newsletter. It's all about getting informed and making decisions for you and your family, that because everybody's situation is unique. So I hope that's some of the takeaways from today's show.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.